You're listening to the Injury Helpline Podcast, making injury law easier for everyone.
We're back, and today we're talking about one of the most painful and life-altering types of injuries, severe burns. Did you know your skin can suffer third-degree burns in under a second? That's all it takes to change someone's life forever. In this episode, we're digging into how these injuries happen, why they're so serious, and what victims need to know about getting help.
You know what's particularly frightening about that statistic? Most people don't realize how quickly these life-altering injuries can happen in everyday situations.
And we're not just talking about obvious dangers like open flames. Something as simple as a cup of coffee or a malfunctioning water heater can cause catastrophic damage in mere moments.
Could you break down exactly what happens to the body during these injuries? I think many of our listeners might not understand the full scope.
Well, at 160 degrees Fahrenheit, the skin's proteins literally start to denature. That means they break down at a molecular level. The damage can extend through multiple tissue layers, destroying nerve endings and blood vessels.
That's absolutely terrifying, and I imagine the recovery process must be incredibly complex.
Oh, it is. You're looking at potential ICU stays costing thousands per day, multiple surgeries, and years of rehabilitation. The financial burden can easily reach into the millions, which is why it's so crucial to contact the injury helpline immediately for a free consultation.
So, what are some of the most common scenarios where these injuries occur?
Well, we see a lot of cases involving faulty apartment water heaters, industrial accidents, and defective consumer products. But here's what many people don't realize. Legal responsibility often extends far beyond the obvious parties.
That's fascinating. Could you elaborate on who might be held responsible?
Let's take a workplace accident as an example. You might have liability from the employer, equipment manufacturers, maintenance contractors, and even third-party vendors. Each case has multiple layers that need to be investigated.
And I imagine time is absolutely critical in these cases, right?
Exactly. Evidence disappears quickly during cleanup, witnesses' memories fade, and crucial documentation can get lost. That's why the Injury Helpline operates 24/7. They can immediately connect victims with investigators who know exactly what to preserve.
You know what really concerns me? The long-term psychological impact these injuries must have on survivors.
The psychological trauma can be devastating. We're talking about PTSD, depression, and anxiety. Many survivors struggle with altered self-image, especially when burns affect visible areas like the face or hands.
And the medical costs must be astronomical over time.
You're looking at immediate emergency care, skin grafts, multiple reconstructive surgeries, pressure garments, physical therapy, and that's just the beginning. Some victims require lifetime care, plans costing millions.
That really emphasizes why having proper legal representation is so crucial.
Right. And here's something vital for our listeners to understand. These attorneys work on contingency fees. That means they only get paid if they win your case. There's literally no financial risk to calling the injury helpline for a free consultation.
What about time limits for filing these cases?
Well, most states give you between 1 and 3 years, but, and this is crucial, some cases, especially those involving government entities, require notice within just months. Missing these deadlines can permanently bar any recovery.
So the message is clear. Don't wait to seek legal help.
Exactly. Call the injury helpline immediately after getting medical care. Their experts can preserve evidence, document everything properly, and start building your case while details are fresh. Remember, these injuries are rarely pure accidents. Someone's negligence usually played a role.
Before we wrap up, any final advice for our listeners?
Yes, focus first on medical care, but then make that free call to the injury helpline as soon as possible. Don't give statements to insurance companies alone. Don't accept quick settlement offers. And most importantly, don't try to navigate this complex process by yourself. The path to recovery is challenging enough without trying to handle the legal aspects alone.